And here's a look at First News. Fair, accurate, you get the damn truth. With wars raging in Europe and the Middle East, it can be hard for Joe Biden to focus on Asia. It's just hard for him. That sentence had two words in it too long, on Asia. However, he had a rare opportunity to demonstrate the American commitment during the summit with Asian leaders in San Francisco. He met with several of his counterparts, outlined the vision of friendship and collaboration. Most important meeting with Chinese President Xi. That encounter overshadowed the rest of the summit, and it produced some agreements on trying to curb fentanyl and improve at least dialogue. Joe Biden and Mexico's President Andrés Manuel López Obrador, two strong allies who don't get along. They're going to meet today, talk about migration, fentanyl, trafficking, and Cuban relations. Two leaders are in San Francisco for the meeting they'll meet today. Aid agencies said they had to stop deliveries of some of the necessities to Gaza a day after internet and phone services collapsed there. And there's a lack of fuel right now. Communications blackout largely cuts off Gaza's people from one another to the outside world. And that also paralyzes the coordination of aid, although Israel is doing more than most countries would in the time of war, giving them escape routes, warning them before they go in. They're in the biggest hospital in that territory right now, looking for the Hamas command center located underneath the building. A series of tunnels have been discovered there. Joe Biden ended the threat of a government shutdown. He signed that temporary spending bill. The bill will maintain all of our existing funding levels that will keep adding to our debt and breaking all of us. The push, a fight now between Republicans and Democrats when they meet at the start of the year. This will run through January 19th for some federal agencies, February 2nd for some of the others. And the measure didn't include any aid for Ukraine or Israel either. They want separate bills for those. Sean Diddy Combs is in the news, has been accused of years of abuse, including rape and beatings by an R&B singer, Casey. Casey's legal name is Cassandra Ventura. She was in a year-long relationship with him, said in a lawsuit filed in New York that Combs plied her with drugs, savagely beat her, forced her to have sex with male prostitutes. She said he raped her, tried to end the relationships. Combs' attorney said it's blackmail. United Auto Workers voted to approve a new contract with General Motors, making the company the first Detroit automaker to get a ratified deal that could end that labor dispute. 54.7% in favor. Ford, they voted 66.7% in favor. 66.5% voted in favor of the Stellantis contract. The United States and the Philippines have signed a nuclear cooperation pact under which U.S. investment and technologies are to help the Southeast Asian nation transition to cleaner energy, also help them bolster their power supply. 16 million people in California are going to have to pay higher electric and gas bills next year. California Public Utilities Commission voted to increase their bill by $32 a month. Most of the increase will pay for trying to bury power lines in areas at a risk for high wildfire. PG&E said burying power lines is the best way to reduce wildfire risk. Thank you. Finally, I've been telling people that for 20 years. Put them underground. Same thing in hurricane regions. That way you don't have to rebuild the power structure. And they're doing it in California. Officials now say one of the thorniest problems that we will face in the 21st century is how to get people to eat less meat. Yep, that's a big one. Most U.S. adults said they eat meat at least several times a week. Two-thirds said they eat chicken or turkey. 43% eat beef. Experts agree that the urgency of climate change and the demands of a surging population call for an overhaul of how we get our protein. That will require changing consumer behavior, and that means eating less meat, according to the Washington people who are funded by the government who have to do these studies. 200 U.S. Starbucks yesterday saw their employees walk off the job, strike, trying to unionize all of them. It was their Red Cup Day, too. 30 stores also staged walkouts on Wednesday as well. And don't work there. Find something else to do, and don't let the door hit you in the ass and spill your coffee on the way out. That's what I tell them. Asian stocks are lower today on Wall Street as they're worried about futures and China's slowing economy. Oil prices, though, they edged a little higher. As of yesterday, closed at $72.98 a barrel. Our stocks drifted as we had a mixed close on Wall Street. Walmart said that their profits weren't as good as they had hoped. Oil companies fell sharply because of crude's drop. S&P was up 5 points. Dow fell 45. NASDAQ was up 9 points yesterday. Some news for Billings if you're flying out. Allegiant Airline is going to start offering flights from Billings to Los Angeles. This was made, announcement made yesterday, on Thursdays and Sundays, and they'll do it during the summer travel season. So don't count on it year-round. And only 2 days a week, Thursday and Sundays, obviously trying to capitalize on people who want to come here and spend a weekend and then go back home. So another flight. U.S. health inspectors found a host of sanitation and manufacturing problems at an Indian plant that recently recalled eye drops that are being sold here in the U.S. The problem included cracked floors, barefoot workers. The drops were sold by CVS Health, Target, Rite Aid, and other retailers. Kilage Healthcare India officials recalled the products this week. They announced it and told the FDA about it. They required stores to stop selling these drugs as they found some unsanitary conditions and bacterial contamination in the area where the drops were manufactured. Workers are, what do you get, athlete's eye or something from these barefoot workers? Something. It was gross. And so they're recalling them. FDA noted cracked floors, water stains, peeling paint on the walls and ceilings. Factory officials would routinely omit or falsify the contamination results of their eye drops. They are sold in 27 different brands and formulations. So you want to keep your eyes open for that. And an all-new Subaru Forester, a revamped Toyota Camry, and others, electric, are all among the new vehicles on display at the Los Angeles Auto Show that starts this week. Now, the public portion of the show starts today, the 17th, and runs through the 26th. It will have far fewer debuts, though in the past few years. Many automakers are avoiding the expense of these big shows, distancing themselves from the competitors. The Forester and this Lucid Gravity SUV will make their global debuts during Media Day. Toyota's going to show off their new Camry and a few others in Los Angeles. 2.5-liter four-cylinder engines, reduced weight. A lot of these run on electricity. Some run on gas and electricity. Very expensive vehicles, no doubt about it. And keep in mind, maybe these already have the new government technology in them that will limit your speed and keep an eye on you and shut you down when they want, as we talked about earlier this morning.
In sports, women's college basketball, they are dropping like flies. Number one for the preseason, LSU, got beat recently. So did number two, UConn. So they re-ranked everybody. And they had Caitlin Clark and the Iowa Hawkeyes number two. And then they got beat. They fell to Kansas State. And nobody ever goes undefeated, so it's a long season. But Caitlin Clark, good for the viewership for the ladies' basketball in college.
Assembly day today for Flakesgiving should be great. Lots of sunshine, 59 degrees. Tomorrow, the day we give the meals out, 57. Rest of the weekend looks awesome. Next week, we get to the holiday, though. Starts getting a little colder. We're going to get below average temperatures starting next week, so keep our eyes open for that. 31 out there right now at 643. That's what's happening. Mark and Paul here together taking donations today. 248-5665. Thanks for helping out at the CAT.